Hi readers, welcome to the Something Bookish podcast. My name is Amin, aka Lip Gloss Mafia, aka the Crazy Book Lady, aka your bookish sensei. Woo, woo. I honestly don't know why I hooted right there. Like, that was a pointless thing to do as far as intros go. Do you know what I mean? Like, why did you hoot? I mean, these are the questions that need answering. Okay, I feel like I should take the intro again. Oops. I'm just going to take a sip of this lovely drink. I'm going to do the intro again. You know, very nostalgic of how I used to do my intro when I first started the podcast. I never edited. I just dropped. If you're just listening to this podcast for the first time, do not go back to old episodes, because then I didn't edit. I don't know who I thought I was. But I just dropped episodes without editing. So now I am doing a throwback of that style of intro. So I'm going to do the intro again. Okay? 1, 2, 3, 4. Action. Hi readers, welcome to the Something Bookish podcast. My name is Amin, aka Lip Gloss Mafia, aka the Crazy Book Lady, aka your bookish sensei. On this podcast, I talk about all things books and reading, from book lists to reviews, musings, tips and tricks, and the occasional guest chat. So think of this space as a bookish lounge, but for bookish people who are very chill and cool. And cultured, obviously, because you have to be a very cultured person to be listening to a podcast where someone is just ranting about books while inebriated. Okay, so you're like creme de la creme listener. I just need you to know that. Like, own your shit. You are a bad bitch for listening to this podcast. And in case you're not aware, bad bitch is gender neutral. So, yeah, bad bitch. Now, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome. And if this is not your first time listening to... And if this is not your first time listening to the podcast, hey, how you doing? Readers, this is the 77th episode of the Something Bookish podcast. On this episode, I'll be sharing the books I read in the month of March. So this is a wrap-up. This is one of those wrap-ups, and I read quite a bit in March, so brace yourself. But before we get into it, a little housekeeping, shall we? For the uninitiated, housekeeping means I'm just going to talk about things that I've been up to that I think you should know. You know, just stuff on the notice board, basically. First on the list, the podcast is going to be 4 years old, and I have no idea what to do to celebrate. I am open to suggestions. We are going to be 4 years old in May. I think May 5th was when I dropped the first episode. So yeah, we're going to be 4 in May. What do I do? Do I get a cake? Do I send nudes? I don't know. Like, so many ideas. I don't know. Share thoughts. DM me anywhere. Just share thoughts. How do I celebrate 4 years old? Because, like, if we think about it as a baby, that's a toddler, right? But, like, if we think about it in dog years, 4 years old is, we can drink. Well, we've been drinking all this while. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying at this point. But what I'm asking is, send me suggestions on how I can celebrate the podcast turning 4. Okay? Next up on the list, I've been thinking a lot about my bio, because it feels like I've gotten to the point in my bookish career where people ask me to send bios and a title, you know, like your job description, like what exactly do you do? And I don't know, saying bookstagrammer doesn't exactly encompass everything I do in the world. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm doing way more than just bookstagram. Like, I am doing way more than just Bookstagram. So I feel like I need to get a title that is very, that covers everything, but still sounds sexy, you know? Right now, I'm leaning towards literary curator. Or, okay, I have two options. It's like, I'm thinking literary curator or literary culture curator. What do you think? Should we vote on this? Which one sounds better? I mean, you can Google it and check the meaning of like the two different ones, but I feel like they're leaning towards the same thing. I'm just right now asking you to choose which one sounds more, you know, sexy. Just picture this. Amin Bawaala, literary curator. Or Amin Bawaala, literary culture curator. Oh God. I feel like I should just, oh my God, it's like I'm gonna come. Sorry. Digressing. Next up on the agenda, we are 10K on Instagram. I was so shocked. At one point, I saw that I was at 9988, and I just stopped checking my profile because I was like, oh my God, I'm not even one for numbers, but the fact that it was that close to like 10K, I was like, oh my God, I'm sure there are some spam accounts that are going to enter now and it's going to drop. But recently I started getting DMs like, I mean, you got 10K, I mean, you are 10K. And you know, okay, I did not phrase those messages well. A lot of the messages coming in were, and I think that was what warmed my heart. He made me feel very giggly and purple inside. Oh God, I love you guys so much. So most of the messages I was receiving was, I mean, we are now at 10K. I know it's such a small thing. Yeah. It's just the fact that the messages I was receiving was, we are now at 10K. Oh, it's like collective work. Like all of us are 10K. And I it's okay. The fact that you get that was the kind of message that would have resonated with me, because you know I'm all about all of us, because it's very lonely at the top. I'm not trying to go to the supposed high places alone. I'm an introvert, in case you're not aware. But if I'm going somewhere, I like to go with my people. So I don't care if it's like to high places or to a bar or to a street club. I like to go with my people. So the fact that the messages I was receiving was, I mean, we are now at 10K. I was like, oh yes, it's a we thing. We are our 10K, bitches. I gotta just start beating these people. Yeah. Okay. I wish I could tell you what I'm on, but like, I'm like up. But just wait, I will soon share what I'm drinking. Something else to share is I recently hung out with Francesca Ekweyasi, the author of Butter Honey Pig Bread, one of my favorite books. I mean, you already know that, right? So I hung out with the author, who just came to Lagos to visit family, and we chilled. And well, they are working hard. You know how it is, the stress of the second book. I just want you to know that they are working hard. She's working really hard to get the next book to you. So be rest assured, she's working. She's not just playing around. She's not faffing. She's working on the next book. So yeah, I'm very excited about that. Oh, honestly, I'm at a point where, do you know, sometimes I feel like getting too close to authors might like reduce the, what's it called? The magic of the fact that these people are sculpting words for us and just letting us into their minds. But then I read the short story of someone who I know personally, and I just look at them the next day like, wow, like you did that. So yeah, it doesn't reduce for me. I'm still fascinated. Yeah, I'm like, you know, I revert easily into friend mode, like no matter who that person is. Like I feel like I should be a professional friend at this point. I'm very good at friendship, if I do say so myself. So like I'm not like particularly odd. It's when I go back home and I'm doing my self-reflections, I'm like, wow, I actually just hung out like with this person. Like, this person is a big deal out there. But when I'm with them, I just see them like they're just like, yeah, normal people, and it's easy to hang out with them. It's just when I get home, I'm just like, oh my god, this person is so fucking awesome. And I always remind them, because you know, you cannot be affiliated with me and not be reminded that you are a bad bitch. I will remind you. Yeah. Okay, next up on the agenda. Yeah, please subscribe to the Something Bookish newsletter. There's the link in the show notes, or you can Google Something Bookish newsletter and it will pop up. I have worked very hard on my SEO. I know I say this all the time, but I really have worked hard on my SEO. So if you just Google Something Bookish newsletter, it will pop up. Now, if you aren't already doing so, well, at this point that we're already on 10k, please follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I promise to be a wonderful addition to your timeline. I will not spam you. You're just going to be getting bookish goodness and all my sarcastic bits, I think. Yeah. Next up on the agenda, in April, the Indulgent Bibliophile Book Club is reading If You Want to Make God Laugh by Bianca Barret. I don't know if I pronounced the name right, but yeah. Follow us on Instagram for all the updates. I always do like really snazzy posts on there. Next up on the agenda, yeah, friendly reminder that you can participate in the Something Bookish Reading Challenge, which is live on Storygraph with templates on Instagram. And if you follow the Instagram page, that's something_bookish, every month I drop recommendations for each prompt. I'm going to try to make sure I drop recommendation for each prompt before the end of November, so that, you know, we can incorporate a lot of reading. And I have gotten some feedback about the reading challenge this year, but I feel like it has kind of dipped. So if you're participating in the Something Bookish Reading Challenge, hit me up. Like, how is it going for you? Like, I feel like it's opening you to new worlds and your experience, and you're meeting new authors and new styles that you might like. You know, this is just me putting a feeler out there. Let me know how the Something Bookish Reading Challenge is going for you. Okay? Now, last on the agenda. Okay, not last, but second to the last. I always have to do this. Apparently, I've been told by friends that I always have to do this. Please support my ministry. And by ministry, I mean the bookish things I do on the internet. Support the work I do if you love the content. And you can do that by clicking on the payment link in the show notes titled Buy Amin a Cup of Coffee. Alternatively, if you follow me on Instagram or Twitter, the link in my bio would lead you to that page. What I need you to remember is that page only accepts payments in the Nigerian Naira. So if you're outside Nigeria, what you need to do is convert how much you'd like to donate from your currency to the Naira, and then boom, you can just follow the prompt. Thank you so much again for your unwavering support. Last on the agenda, I am currently drinking 2 gin-based cocktails from the company Quacktails. And one of my favorite people in the world, Nkem, she got me 2 packs of Quacktails because I'm in my gin era. I don't know if this is old age, but I'm currently in my gin era. And it's like strawberry. One has strawberry and another one I think has elderflower or something. But I just mixed both of them in my Stanley cup. Yes, I have a Stanley cup and this is what I'm using it for. Also, another one of my favorite people, Omolola, Little Egosian on Instagram, got me a Stanley cup. And I have to tell you, like, this keeps the ice like for a long time. I've had this cocktail in here at least 6 hours. And you know, Lagos is very hot at the moment of this recording. Like, I'm sweating and dripping down my balls. But my drink is very cold. So, yeah, that's what I'm having. I'm having 2 gin-based cocktails. I honestly cannot tell you what is inside because I can't even remember. All I know is that they were made with gin and they taste really good and it is working. It's magic. Now, without further ado, Let's talk books, shall we? Welcome, friends, to my March wrap-up. This month, I was able to finish a total of 25 books. Sorry if that sounded too loud in your ear. And I DNF'd only one book. Okay, so this was a really good month. Like, as I was reading the books and finishing, I was like, damn, this is so good. Like maybe I gave like multiple orgasms to like someone in my past life, but this March 2024, it's giving. Anywho, before I get to the wrap up, I would just like to send a quick shout out to I don't want to call them my faithful disciples, but they're like, I'm very sure that if nobody listens to this podcast, these three people, I mean, they are more. No, actually, they are 12. But like, these three are always like the first people. When I say first, I mean like within 30 minutes of the episode dropping, they are already saying, what's up? Okay, so that Uche, favorite Igbo boy on Instagram. Jeanette, oh, my favorite Jeanette, Jeanette. And that's blood of Jesus. I can't believe I forgot Jeanette. No, I'm not going to continue this until the network allows me to remember Jeanette's Instagram handle. How can I forget such a thing? Ha! Amino, anyway. While MTN Network is doing nonsense, because I will definitely find this handle before I can move forward in life. Actually, I can't move forward in life until I find this handle. So just bear with me and enjoy the music. Enjoy the music. And let me do a little singing for you. I'm trying to find the handle of one of my favorite people. So Jeanette, that's Jean, that's J-E-A-N underscore K, Quems. Actually, Jeanette, we need to have a conversation about your handle. Like, what does it mean? So that's J-E-A-N underscore K W-E-M-Z. Yeah, I'm gonna come into your DM to ask what your handle actually means. So Jeanette, Uche, and Adesua, one of my favorite authors. Like, these three, they are on the, it's like a competition between the three to beat every other person who is listening to the podcast. This is a special shout out to you. Mwah, mwah. I'm sending kisses. All right, so now let's go into the books I read in March. I read 25 books. I feel like I should break it, yeah, into 12, and then do a little break, and then tell you about the book I DNF'd, and then I go into the remaining 13. How does that sound? It's better, yeah? A little manageable, and you can take like little breaks when you can. All right. The first book I finished reading was Familia by Lauren E. Rico. This music is sounding a bit loud. No, I can't hear myself. I want to reduce it a bit. All right. So the first book I finished reading was Familia by Lauren E. Rico. I got the audiobook of this on NetGalley. Now, this is a book about two sisters who managed to find themselves after many years of being separated. I think my draw to this book is I always love books with sisters. Maybe because I have a baby sister, so like that's a soft spot. But I love this book so much. I'm not giving any spoilers, but one of the sisters was abducted as a baby, and then another one finds the other. They eventually find each other. And now the book is one half of the siblings trying to understand if they were actually abducted, because they were abducted under very suspicious circumstances. Now, I feel like if you read this book, you should also find the audiobook. It would read well as a novel, I think, but the audiobook was done so well. We have two different voices. The performance was top-notch, and it was almost done with a full cast, because we get POVs from some people that were there when one of the girls was abducted as a baby. It's just a really well done story, and it's plot heavy. It's kind of a mix of character and plot, so you get both. Like, you're in the minds of both, and you're getting multiple POVs. It's a really good book. I loved this one so much. It's the first book I finished reading, and I think it just set the pace for the entire month. So, Familia by Lauren Errico. Absolutely recommend. The next book I finished reading was Pillow Talk by Maya Banks. Okay, so this book happened to me when I was looking for a reverse harem book. Now, a harem novel is a book where it's a trope where a man has multiple women that he's in a relationship with, and they're all in a relationship. So it's not like he's polyamorous. They are all like together. Everybody's aware that we're in this. It's a group. Now, I wanted a reverse harem, one where a woman has multiple men who love her, because, you know, that just seems like the ideal situation, like that it should be. And Pillow Talk by Maya Banks, this was an ebook. It was so good. It's very steamy. This is not a romance, I should say that. This is not romance, this is straight up erotica. So if too much, this is not a smutty book. This is erotica, okay? When we're talking about books with smut, we're talking about like romance that have lots of spicy scenes. This is erotica, okay? But it does have a plot. It has a plot, but it's mostly erotica. That's what the book hinges on. I would definitely recommend it if you're looking for something to, you know, make you use your battery-operated boyfriend, if you know what I mean. The next book I finished was Home is a Country by Safiya Ihilu. I don't know if I pronounced this right, but this was a hybrid situation. I read and listened to it, and Safiya is a poet. And this book kind of felt autobiographical, even though it wasn't, but it's written in verse form. Think Elizabeth Acevedo, you know? And if you haven't read a book from Sudan, well, this is the time to do it, because I do have a prompt in the Something Bookish Reading Challenge where you read a book from the north of Africa. So, yeah. Home is not a country. Now, this book is very atmospheric, and it has, I can't say magical elements. I feel like when things that are pseudo supernatural happens, Westerners always like to call it magical, but for us Africans, I feel like it's just a way of life. But like, this person is in a dream world, and she is having a conversation with how do I explain it? Okay, let me use this metaphor. Imagine like a man ejaculates in a woman, yeah? And you know how they used to say like the sperm is rushing to be the one to fertilize the egg? Now imagine like a fellow like sperm partner who is also rushing, and you meet one of them in like a dream world, and that person is like, you are here complaining about your life, but I could have gotten this. I don't know if I'm making like a proper comparison, but it's just the person is in a dream world and they are talking to someone who could be in their real life, or someone who exists like in the spirit space and would like to live their life, sort of. I don't know if that makes sense. So it's kind of like a spirit twin sister. I don't know. The book was really good. I liked it. I enjoyed it a lot. And the narration, really good, narrated by the author. The next book I finished reading was The Phoenix Crown by Kate Quinn and Janie Chang. This was an audiobook. Now, one thing about me, I'm going to read a Kate Quinn book, and I'm going to read it the week it drops. Like, I don't mess with this particular author. Like, there's some authors I waste time and say, oh, I'm going to savor it and let you know. But Kate Quinn, as soon as the book drops, I am starting it ASAP. I don't even care how much it costs. Like, this is an author who writes historical fiction that it heals me. I love historical fiction so much. And I love reading historical fiction about women who are forgotten in history. And she does this so well. And she, in this one, she does it with a Chinese-American author. I have read a book by Janie Chang and I enjoyed it. So I liked this collab. Also, Kate Quinn has a book coming out this year, like her own book. This one's a collaboration. I really liked it, The Phoenix Crown. I liked it, but like it wasn't as mind-blowing as her other work, but it was very enjoyable. Like the plots, and it's based on like a real life, not the entire book isn't based on a real life experience, but something really big in the book happened like in real life. So I always like those kind of things when a book is inspired by real life stuff. The Phoenix Crown, loved it. All right, the next book I finished reading was How to End a Love Story by Yulin Kwang. This was an ebook I got on Netgalley. This book, I don't know how I can talk about it to you to make you read it. It's one of those books where I want to just say, read this book because Amin said so. And if you don't like it, I won't fight. Honestly, I won't even take you personal, because the amount of love I have for this book, I think it's enough. I've even sent a long letter to the author, like I was so obsessed. Now, this book, I don't know how I can say it without like dropping spoilers, because you know I love when you go into books blind, but this book is coming out in April, so like I even need to be more careful with not spoiling anything. But this book is, it begs the question, can love come out of a traumatic event? Like, if two strangers experienced a traumatic event sometime in the future, do you think that love, they can be in love, especially when one party is blaming the other person for the traumatic event? I don't think I'm explaining it well. You know what? This is a romance novel, but it's so good, and I need you to read it. I need to have people to talk about this with. How to End a Love Story. If you see this book anywhere, save it and keep it. You can say I didn't tell you so much about it. All I said is a romance novel. And this is the only thing I want you to have in your ear when you see How to End a Love Story. Amin said I should read it. Honestly, I can put my money on this book. Because if you don't like it, well, I won't fight. I would understand, but I would think it's probably you're coming to it with your perspective and you're just not at the stage where you can get it, you know? Which is not a bad thing, because we come to books with our experiences and worldviews. So we're not fighting. But yeah, How to End a Love Story by Yulin Kwang. The next book I finished reading was We Rip the World Apart by Charlene Carr. This was an audiobook experience. If you remember last year, I read Hold My Girl by Charlene Carr, and like I wanted to like die on top of this book because I loved it so much. So when I saw the author had a second book, I was like, I have to read it. Well, yeah, this was not as interesting. I mean, maybe it's because I'm tired of like race books from like North American authors. I just don't get into it as much. The way it's written is okay. It's just the first book was so explosive that I think I went into this with my expectations extra high, so I didn't enjoy it as much. That's all I can say about this book. The next book I finished reading was Didn't See That Coming by Jesse Sutanto. This was an audiobook experience. Now, I have my relationship with Jesse Sutanto at this point, I don't know. It's like the woman puts love potion in her books. Because there are times where some of the books she writes, I don't enjoy it. But if she has a new book coming out, I'm going to read it. I don't know. I don't understand our relationship. But yeah, I'm here with her. So Didn't See That Coming is a YA novel that she dropped this year. And I enjoy it. It has, I can't call it friends to lovers, but it has one of those like deception thingies that eventually someone has to reveal themselves as who they are. But the way it's unfolded was so well done. And for a YA novel, you know, normally like YA novels, there's like a lot of miscommunication and, you know, teenage drama. But the way it's unfolded was really well done. And the novel is so nicely paced. I enjoyed this one, actually. Well done, Jesse. I like this one a lot. The next book I finished reading was 40 Love by Olivia Dad or Dade. This was an audiobook. I don't know what inspired me to pick up this book, because this is normally not an author I would read. This is my first time with the author. But I think I didn't enjoy this book. It's an older woman and a younger man. Personally, I wasn't feeling the age gap, because if someone is like below 25, I don't know. I honestly can't take them seriously with someone who's fully established. And I think because the fact that the character kept on hamping on the fact that she's older and that she's bigger. I mean, who doesn't like a chubby lady? But it's like, it was made to be like the forefront of the novel. And at one point I just felt, ma'am, we get it. You're chubby. You're older. Like, do you really want this guy or you don't want this guy? Like, I didn't believe the chemistry between the two of them. The chemistry was giving summer romance, not long-term relationship. Maybe that's why I wasn't buying the whole drama. Yeah. The next book I finished reading was The Lonely Hearts Book Club by Lucy Gilmore. This was an audiobook I read on Libro FM. Oh, by the way, if you're a book person and you like to be reviewing books, like, you really need to check out Libro FM. They have this, what's it called? The Advanced Listener Program, where you get access to new books every month, and as long as you share the books and you talk about it and you talk about Libro FM, you know, you can get into the program. Kind of like NetGalley, but just audiobooks. So yeah, The Lonely Hearts Book Club. I enjoyed this book so much. See, I like a book about books and reading, but this book had so many lovely characters. It's about, you know, strangers becoming friends from circumstance. And each character is so well developed. And I was particularly obsessed with the narrator of this book, because when I got to the end of the book, I realized it was narrated by one person. The range of this narrator, though, like the audiobook performance, like amazing quality, amazing, amazing stuff. Oh, loved it so much. The Lonely Hearts Book Club. I don't want to talk too much about it. I just want you to go into it blind as a fellow lover of books. The next book I finished reading was The Kamogawa Food Detectives by Hisashi Kashiwai. This was an audiobook. Now, this is a very slice of life type novel. You know how like Japanese literature can be? It's very atmospheric. But I liked the concept of this book. They weren't trying to share like some big plot or something. It's the story is people who have had experiences with different meals but haven't had it in a long time go to this particular restaurant / agency, private detective agency, and share their experience about that food. And then these people, the Kamogawa food detective, try to recreate that meal so that you can have that experience again. Does that make sense? I mean, when you're thinking about it, it doesn't seem that deep, but I feel like the food is such a big deal. Like, people have so many memories attached to food. And maybe it's because it's something we have every day, we don't really give it too much thought. But like, food has so much to do with like memory building and nostalgia. Food is such a big thing. And this book was trying to highlight that, I think. I enjoyed it. The next book I finished reading was The House of Broken Bricks by Fiona Williams. This was an audiobook. Now, this book was in my list of anticipated books of 2024. I didn't enjoy it as much as I thought. It features twins, which like relates to a prompt in the Something Bookish Reading podcast. I mean, Something Bookish Reading Challenge. But I don't know. Maybe it's a me thing. I'm going to need someone else to read this book, because the premise is very interesting. We have twins. A woman, it's it there's an interracial couple and the woman has twins, but the twins are interracial. One comes out white, one comes out black, you know? So I'm just curious to how the story like speaks to someone else. Maybe it was just the me thing and I'm not at the right place to accept this narrative structure, but this book didn't do it for me. Yeah. All right, the next book I finished reading was How the One-Armed Sister Sweeps Her House by Sherry Jones. This was a hybrid situation. I finished reading this book and I just thought I need to discuss this with Indulgent Bibliophile because shit be happening. And also, we haven't been to Barbados in the book club, so I can't talk too much about this book because I want to discuss it with the book club. But this book was such an intriguing read. It had mystery, it was giving social commentary, it was giving romance, there's like domestic abuse, there's violence. The book packs a punch, you know? Yeah. Okay, so that's all I have to say about this book. Now I'm going to share the book I DNF'd. So the only book I DNF'd this month was The Waves Take You Home. I think The Waves Take You Home by Maria Alejandra Barrios Velez. I wish I had the accent to actually pull off all her names. So cool. But this book was also on my list of... Sorry, I'm belching. So this book was also on my list of anticipated reads for 2024. And I was able to get it on Netgalley. But I don't know. There's something about the narrative style that is just not gelling with me. Or maybe it's because I was reading some really badass books and this one just wasn't up. It wasn't able to compete. So I just got bored. Most times when I DNF a book, it's because I'm bored. Yeah, so this one bored me and I DNF'd. Yeah, this was the only book All right, so the second half of the books the second half of the books I finished reading. Whew! All right. So the next book I finished reading was Feybound by Sarah El Harifi. This is a hybrid situation. I was able to get an ARC. So early this year, I read a book by the author. Right now, why am I forgetting what the name of the book was? Was it The Battle Drum? No, The Battle Drum is the second one. See, this is the problem with doing things live. Now I can't like edit and come back to this. But I read a book by Sarah El Harifi, and I liked her style. So when I saw that she had a new book coming out this year, I was like, yo, I kind of need an ARC. I got an ARC. I started reading. But I don't know. There's just something about this one this time that just didn't bang. It was very lackluster. If you've been following my reading journey, you know that I have been spoiled when it comes to fantasy novels. I have been spoiled. Do you want to talk about Black Sun? Do you want to talk about the Greenbone series? Do you want to talk about Fifth Season by N.K. Jemisin? Or... See, I have been spoiled for fantasy. So, like, my expectations are kind of high when I pick up a fantasy novel. Because I have been spoiled. Like, I have people who do the work. Not like she's not doing the work. It's just this one fell short of my expectations, kind of. Feybound. I don't know. The cover was just too beautiful for what was inside. Again, I've noticed that when the book is so sexy, when the book cover is so sexy, like the inside, we should be worried. Again, I'm proven right. I hate when I'm right about these things. The next book I finished reading was 8 Lives of a Century-Year-Old Trickster by Mirina Lee. This was an audiobook. So I had this book on my TBR, and then I saw it that the book was long listed for the Women's Prize. And I'm like, ugh. Because the Women's Prize list this year is just not banging. Anywho, I got to read this book and I enjoyed it. It's about a woman who honestly goes through it. From North Korea to South Korea, she experiences things. I think I like the narrative style of this book the most. How it's narrated. It's a very interesting style that I'm not very used to. I mean, this is not like one of those books that you'd be like, oh, everybody read it. It's just one of those books that when you read it, you're like, interesting stuff. I think a lot of writers will resonate with this book. The plot doesn't plot like that, but it's still an interesting experience. I feel like if you're a writer or you want to get better at writing, you should definitely read this book. All right. So the next book I finished reading was Sea Change by Gina Chung. This was also an audiobook. This is one of those books where you get to understand the millennial war beside me kind of fiction. I call it millennial ennui. That's just what it is. Because you know how millennials were always like, what's the point in being here? Maybe I should just die. Like, this world is pointless. This book captures that very well. Because this is like literary. This is literary fiction that I would pay money for. I really liked this book. It's, I don't know who I'll be able to recommend this book to, because it might not resonate with everyone. I feel like you need to be at a certain stage of your life to get it, because the writing is really good, but the content itself, yeah, it's very niche. It's a very niche type novel. Anywho, I don't know what you can make of that. The next book I finished reading was Those People Next Door by Kia Abdullah. This is my second Kia Abdullah of 2024, okay? And I think this person is going to be a new favorite mystery author for me. Mystery thriller. Because, this book had me at the edge of my seat. My God. If you are a thriller person, you like suspense, you should definitely get into Kia Abdullah. You don't even need to start with the books I've started, because I have seen people who have been reading her books and they are obsessed. I'm just starting my journey into her backlist and I'm having like the best time. You're definitely going to hear this author again from me throughout the year when I'm doing my wrap-ups. These people next door, at the edge of my seat. And it's a thriller, so I can't really give you so much. If not, it's going to be a spoiler. The next book I finished reading was Hidden Fires by Cyrish Hussain. Audiobook. This was an audiobook. Now, I've read an author by... The gin is hitting me. Oh my God. So I have read a book by this author, The Family Tree, and I enjoyed it. So when I saw they had a new book out, I signed up. Now, I feel like if you're doing the Something Bookish Challenge, you can put this book in, because I have a book that is supposed to highlight father-daughter relationships, but in this book we have granddaughter relationship, and honestly, you know how flexible I am, so you can use this book to take that, because their relationship was so interesting. And I don't want to tell you so much about this book, but I enjoyed it so much. So just know that it's a book that highlights grandfather granddaughter relationship, and you know, grandfather is going through stuff, granddaughter is going through stuff, and then this book has three POVs. You have the grandfather, the granddaughter, and you have the father. So yeah, it's a very, very interesting novel. I think it's one of those like second books where you can see the author's growth also. Yeah, that made me really happy. The next book I finished reading was This Is Our Place by Vitor Martins. This was an audiobook, and this is one of my, it's definitely going to be one of my memorable books of 2024, because it's a YA novel, yeah, but it's a multi-generational YA novel. You have like a YA person, a young adult from like 2000, you have a young adult from like 2010, and then you have a young adult from 2020. And it's just so interesting. They're going through different things. And the book is narrated by the house. You know I love books that are narrated by inanimate objects. The book is narrated by the house. And the house drops like house jokes. Very niche house jokes. Okay, let me not laugh so that by the time you're reading it, you'll not be like, oh, what did you find so funny in this? I mean, but it's just really interesting because, like, they're having YA issues, and at the end, the final chapters, I think you'll like what the author did with the final chapters. This book is set in Brazil, so if you'd like to travel out of your jurisdiction for some reading, you should definitely add this up. It's a queer novel, by the way, very queer. We have one lesbian and two gay boys. The next book I finished reading was An Unlasting Home by Mai Al-Naqib. This was a hybrid situation. Now, I honestly don't know how to talk about this book. I'm just gonna say read it. Yeah, that's all I can say. Read it. This is a historical fiction novel, and this is how historical fiction is done. I don't know what it is about Asian authors, whether it's South Asian, East Asian, West Asia, they really do historical fiction well. I'm so jealous. The next book I finished reading was Rinsing Mukami's Soul by Njabi McGrath. I got an arc of this, and this book promised something but did not deliver it, and I'm quite disappointed. I was expecting a revenge after sexual assault, but I did not get that. And it's 2024. I need my girlies to be, when you say you're gonna give me revenge, I need blood, I need pus, I need details on how this revenge is being gotten, if that's a word. But this did not give me that, and I'm kind of disappointed because, wow, the cover is so lovely. Again, beautiful covers. The next book I finished reading was Ablaze by A.H. Cunningham, audiobook. I love this book! This book is a romance novel, but we have a trouble couple. Okay, it's not a couple, it's a trouble. And I think the communication and the logistics of the relationship is handled so well in this book. Yeah, that's actually all I can say about it. It's a romance novel that is done really well. Yeah. The book met me just like when I was trying, well, I wasn't having a reading slump, but like I was slowing down my reading pace and the book picked me back up. I do like when books do that for me. The next book I finished reading was the March Indulgent Bibliophile Book Club pick, Woman at Point Zero. This was my third reread of the book, and absolutely 10/10, will still recommend. I will still recommend. You should note that this book is a creative non-fiction, so it's not like fiction. It's like, it's creative non-fiction. My bad. Okay. The next book I finished reading was The Arsonist City by Hala Alian. And this is definitely one of my 5-star reads of the year. Historical fiction at its peak. The book is stunning. Stunning. I would not change a thing. I read and listened to this book, and my goodness, this is exactly what you mean when this is it. When you say you're looking for a multi-generational family saga. Is it The Secret? Is it The Generations? Is it The POVs? Even The Secrets are so explosive that as I'm reading it, I'm like, ha, should we actually reveal this? Is this necessary? Oh my God, this book is so good. The Arsonist City by Hala Alian. Read it, people. Read it. The last book I finished reading in March is Blessings by Chukwuebuka Ibe. All I want to say is that I need to speak to this author on the podcast because I enjoy this book so much. I feel like this is the first book that I can brand, the first book by a Nigerian that I can brand as slice of life. I mean, it's coming of age, but it's giving slice of life vibes. And it's so nostalgic. And the writing is just so soft. And it flows so effortlessly. Oh my God, I love this book so much. Yeah, I'm gonna try and see if I can get the author to come on the podcast and then we can have a chat. I really like this book. So if you do see this book in a store or your library, Blessings by Chukwuebuka Ibe, absolutely you should get it. And yeah, these are the books I finished reading in March. My standout books were Familia, How to End a Love Story, The Lonely Hearts Book Club, These People Next Door, Heating Fires, This Is Our Place, An Unlasting Home, The Arsonist City, and Blessings. I mean, you can tell that I enjoyed a lot more books than that, but these ones were like standout titles. All right, so a quick reminder before I leave, if you're participating in the Something Bookish Reading Challenge, be sure to share your progress by using the hashtag Something Bookish Reading Challenge. If you need some recommendations, check out the challenge page on Storygraph. If you don't find what you're looking for, feel free to send me a message, okay? My TMI for this episode is the fact that I lied a very big lie when I was in uni and I was trying to get out of my supervisor was very strict for my bachelor's degrees. In case you don't know, I studied English and literature, but my supervisor was really strict, so I lied to her that I had sickle cell, I was SS, and she decided to just on her own give me all the time that I needed to complete my dissertation. And when I finished the dissertation, she was praising me. She was like, look at you, despite having sickle cell, you're here doing it, you're going to graduate, I'm so proud of you. And I think years later I was feeling bad because like the woman was so kind, I didn't need to lie about having sickle cell. But I mean, I passed. She gave me an A for my dissertation, which really bumped up my final year the results I had to finish uni. But yeah, that's my TMI / confession for this episode. Is there any time you've actually lied a really big lie and you started feeling guilty like later? Share with me in the DMs. I'm looking forward to hearing what you think. Okay? All right. Yay, you made it to the end. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I would love to read or hear any comments or feedback you have. And you can do that by sending me a message on Twitter or Instagram at Lip Gloss Mafia. That's LipGlossMafia. Subscribe or follow now so you don't miss out on the next episode, which is always available on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other streaming platforms. If you enjoy this podcast, and I know you do because you are still listening, kindly spread the book love by spreading the word. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, rate and leave a review. What this does is it helps new listeners find the show. As you know, shares and reviews are my love language. Thank you in advance. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you for listening. Readers, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. And like Jim Rohn said, reading is essential for those who seek to rise above the ordinary. Happy reading, everyone. Bye.